And welcome back to another podcast. This is Seth doing another little mini podcast. This is number 7 finally. Sorry guys, it's been way too long since we've done a podcast, so I thought I'd come on here and do a little mini podcast. And I have a special guest, my dad, Mark Ohms. I have him on the phone, and hopefully this is going to be pretty... We already tested it. The quality's not too bad at all. And here is my dad. Dad, are you there?
I am here, son.
Woohoo! All right. So you live... right now I'm in Northwest Arkansas. I've been living here for the last year now. But you are in Hot Springs, right, Dad?
Yes, I'm originally from Ohio.
Yes, yes. That's where Tyler lives. Just really north of where you grew up. When did you come to Arkansas? How long have we been in Arkansas now?
Well, we've been in Arkansas since 93.
93 is that when the four of us, mom and dad...
Yes, we moved to Arkansas to work at the children's home.
Yes. So you are now a retired pastor, right?
I am.
All right. So a little bit of a backstory on my dad, and always been a big fan of insects, honeybees, plants. In fact, with all this cold weather, I know you're getting some snow and stuff. What mostly, did you say you were getting freezing rain?
Yes, we are, as we speak.
Which I'm getting more than you, but the funny part is, like, Hot Springs is even less used to snow than we are, which just really all of Arkansas is not used to snow at all.
Yeah, you're getting more snow. We're getting more of the freezing rain, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We've probably gotten at least 3 inches, so, which has not stopped. I've gotten food delivered twice now today, so it hasn't been too bad, but I do not want to go out in it for sure.
No, you don't.
All you have to do is run across one crazy driver, and your vehicle's totaled.
That's true, and that one crazy driver's probably out there looking for you right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm safe in my vehicle. I mean, they're gonna have to try pretty hard to get all the way to me. One particular reason I had you on, there's always a funny story. Growing up, you have a lot of funny stories, but there's a funny story of you as a kid that involves a pillow, and I invited you on this time to kind of tell that story, and I thought the audience might find it interesting. If you could tell the story, I think you were, I don't even know how do you remember even how old you were when that happened?
I really don't know how old I was.
You were a kid. You were probably less than 10, right?
Nah, it's probably right around in there.
Okay. All right. Well, can you tell, I don't know, what would be a good title for this story? I feel like,
Well, it happened on Halloween.
It was Halloween. Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, it was. So. I mean, tell us the story of the Halloween.
There's a little bit of a story that leads up to it.
Okay, well, yeah, give us that, and okay. I would call it the pillow incident of Halloween.
There you go.
So give us the backstory.
Well, it started out my brother had kind of a Halloween party in our garage for the neighbor kids and some friends, and. We had been out trick-or-treating, and I wore a Superman costume, and I had a man's face mask that
was
my Superman thing. Well, we were in the garage. And
first question, so your brother, you have one sibling, and that's Donnie, and how much older is he than you?
3 years.
He's 3 years. Wait, it's more than three, isn't it?
No, he's 3 years older than me.
I thought it was 5 years.
No.
Really? Okay. Okay. And then, okay. So Tyler is the one that usually does the podcast, and which we have not been doing very regular. Hopefully we'll get back into it soon. But your brother is known as Poopaw, which is freaking hilarious. That's what all the grandchildren call him. And this is Tyler's grandfather we're talking about. So go on.
Okay, so they were having this party in the garage after mm-hmm. we were done trick-or-treating and all. And well, they had smoke bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having fun putting smoke bombs down in the water drain in the middle of the garage and watching the smoke come up out of the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw them drop one down in there. So I thought, well, that would be neat. I will put my mask over top of the drain and watch the smoke come through the eyes and the mouth part of my mask. So I walk over there and I put my mask over top of that hole. And as I do, my brother turns around because he and his friends dropped that in there and ran out of the garage. Well, they turn around and see me putting this mask over this hole. And my brother says, Mark, don't. That's a cherry. Kaboom. They had put a cherry bomb in the hole this time instead of a smoke bomb. Needless to say, I'm holding what's left of a mask.
Oh, no.
And I am in total shock. And so I go in the house.
Okay, so that's so funny.
Me some hot chocolate, and I somehow I survived another incident with my brother.
That's so funny because I know that story too, and I didn't realize that both these stories happened on the same day.
Yeah, yeah. Because then I went in our den to watch TV because I was not going to go back outside. So I'm in the den watching TV, and after a while, all of a sudden, here comes my brother and like four of his friends just running into the den and sat down like they've been watching TV with me.
How long is this after you had your hot chocolate and sat down?
Oh, it's been a little while because I've been watching TV for a while.
So like an hour, you think, or
maybe around that?
Okay.
And they come running into the den and they sit down like they're watching. Well, I'm wondering, well, my word, what are they doing in here? They got their party going on out there. All of a sudden, my mom shows up in the doorway of the den, and she's holding one of our pillows that it's a cushion that goes with the couch in the den.
So this is in the den. This isn't downstairs then. This is in the den.
No, this is upstairs in the den.
Okay. And how many friends did Donnie have with him? And they were all just
about
sitting
four
there.
Friends. There was five of them came into the den.
So basically they were pretending like they had been watching TV for
yes,
like you for the last
they
hour.
Were watching TV.
Like, yeah, we're here. We're focused. Whatever Mark's watching, we're watching.
Exactly. Well, that's what shocked me. They just come in and sit down like they're interested in the show. And I'm like, why would they be doing this when they got their party out there? And I'm sure they're not interested in what I'm watching.
Do you remember what you were watching?
I don't remember. So my mom shows up at the door of the den, and she's holding this pillow, and she starts shaking it at Donnie, and she says, this is our pillow. Don't deny it. This is our pillow. What is it doing out there? This is our pillow. Don't deny it. And, of course, my brother and his friends are turning white at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I come to find out from my brother and his friends, and as they explain, they were outside having fun. Well, they were throwing these cushions, these pillows at each other. Well, this guy came down the street in a car, and they could tell he was kind of swerving. He was probably drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And our street, he thought it was probably the next street over because that goes straight through. Our street curves, and there's a turnaround at the end of the road. So this guy's confused. He thought he was on a different road, and he goes down real slow, and he turns around at the turnaround and is coming back real slow. Well, my brother thought this would be really cool. He and his friend each had a pillow. He says, I'll aim for the driver's side. You get the passenger's side. We'll see if we can throw these pillows under his wheels. So they throw these pillows under the wheel of this car. And, I mean, he's not even driving very fast, but he pushes on the brake to where it even squeals a bit on the tires, even as slow as he's going. This guy opens his door and starts yelling, I hit a boy, I hit a kid. All of a sudden, all these street lights start turning on up and down our street. Everybody that's got kids.
Which is about everybody on the street, right?
Just about, because we're all in the same age group.
Oh, stuff. That's so funny.
And this guy's just yelling, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him. And everybody's checking making sure their kids are accounted for. That's when my brother and his friends run into the den. They hightailed it around the back of the house, came into the den. My mom goes out there. Of course, she's wondering if it's my brother out there, and finds these cushions, and she recognizes them right away that they're ours. That's when she comes to the den then. And who knows where she looked for my brother and his friends before she got to the den. And then she just starts shaking this pillow. This is our pillow. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. So that was the highlight of our Halloween that year, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So
my brother tells it far more interesting, because every time he always adds something extra special to it.
Yeah. Well, we probably got the most truthful version from you.
that was from my standpoint.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the fun, too, is the the part that's neat about your story is you're there nonchalantly just chilling, watching TV, and then all of a sudden, you blink your eyes, and their whole room's full of people just intently watching whatever you're watching.
Totally fascinated in something that they had absolutely no interest in.
Yes. So did anybody call the cops? Did the cops show up? Or
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. So nobody got hurt but a pillow.
I mean, but the guy was drunk, though, right? I mean, so...
Well, yeah, he was kind of inebriated, but, I mean, he...
But nobody, like,
they found out there were pillows, and he went on his way, and these parents wiped the sweat off their brows, and...
I feel like that, if that happened today...
picked up our pillows and came in
the cops would have been called instantly. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. What an epic story. What an epic story. So how much trouble did your brother get in?
You know, you'd have to find out from him, because I really don't know that standpoint.
That's funny.
What trouble he got in. Yeah. Or any of his friends, because I'm sure their parents were probably at their front doors as well.
Well, you weren't injured. I'm injured in this story. Well, you were almost injured in the first part of the story.
I had that cherry bomb blow up right in front of me. I'm holding on to this mask, thinking I'm waiting, watching for the pretty colored smoke come through these holes in my mask.
Your heart definitely skipped a beat for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's definitely not as bad as the story of him pushing you down the stairs in a box.
Okay, that's enough. One embarrassing.
I guess that will be a story for another time. But thank you so much, Dad, for telling us the story. That story is so epic.
It is. It's one of the highlights of our family as far as me and my brother. My brother can tell all kinds of stuff on me, but that's one that really kind of was on him as far as the pillow anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story. Well, thank you so much, Dad, for coming on the podcast and telling us.
You're welcome. Giving us a little story. Thank you for inviting me as a guest on your show.
Excellent, excellent. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for listening to another podcast, another mini podcast. Hopefully we'll be back soon with a full podcast with Tyler and I. And have a good weekend. Stay warm.